Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check today looks at efforts to get stranded Pacific Islanders back home. The first flight back to Samoa took place, but reporter Anita Hofschneider also takes a look at what's happening with Micronesians. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
Yes, so people may not know how long folks have been waiting to go back home to their home island.
Yes, so, you know, what happened is that when the pandemic hit last year, very suddenly, many Pacific Island countries shut their borders. And the idea was that they were really afraid about the virus spreading there, and many of them don't have a lot of great infrastructure in terms of hospitals or even hospital staff. They might not have, like, the isolation rooms that we have access to here in Hawaii or the ventilators. And so these countries shut their borders really quickly in March, and many of them still haven't opened them up. And so the real concern here is, you know, what happens to the citizens that are trapped abroad? Because as you know, many Pacific Islanders, you know, come to Hawaii and the rest of the U.S. to go to school, for work, and oftentimes they're seeking medical care. And so a lot of them weren't able to go home before the borders shut.
And it's crazy because I know lots of folks were hoping that this would be a short shutdown, but it's been almost a year.
Exactly. You know, and when I talked to people, a lot of them said that they were relieved at first when their home islands, you know, shut their borders because they were concerned about the virus getting there. And a lot of them rely on tourism, just like Hawaii. And so their fear about the virus being spread that way. But as time has gone on and the months lengthened, it's really been really difficult for a lot of people, like a real financial and emotional burden for people to have not be able to go home and have no clarity on when that might happen. And so one good thing is that some places have been helping their people go home with what they're calling repatriation flights. So as we mentioned, American Samoa's flight just left the other week, and the Republic of the Marshall Islands is in the midst of its third group quarantining in Waikiki on their way home back to the Marshall Islands.
Do we know how many citizens are, you know, stuck outside the borders?
So it varies depending on the place, but you know, one of the countries I wrote about was the Federated States of Micronesia, and they estimate about 900 people are stuck outside their borders, with about a third of those on Guam. Many of those are medical referral patients who are there for cancer treatment, and they don't know exactly how many are stuck in Hawaii. But I talked to one family where they've been trying to get the body of their mother home because they want to conduct the traditional indigenous burial services. And she was the leader of their clan in Pompe, and they want to be able to pay her this respect. And she died on April 1st of last year. Not from COVID, from another illness. And so, but they haven't been able to get her back because they aren't able to accompany her into the nation. And so it's really just been difficult for them to be in this sort of emotional limbo of not really being able to say goodbye to her.
Yeah, culturally, that's so important. And yet, you know, if you can't be home, you know, where, you know, you need to be in order to do these things, yeah, it does make it tough.
It's also difficult financially. I know one of the people I interviewed this past week is a Marshallese councilman, and he was really happy about being in this third flight, you know, quarantining on the way back. And it's a lot. They have to get tested multiple times. They have to quarantine both in Honolulu as well as back in the Marshall Islands. But for him, it's worth it because he got stuck on Maui when he was visiting his daughter in March, and then she lost her job at Hawaiian Airlines, and the whole family just really struggled to find work, to struggle to afford food, and it was a really humbling, difficult experience. And so he was saying just how grateful he is that he's finally on his way home.
Yeah, I'm sure folks are just eager to return, but, you know, like you said, it varies from place to place. And, you know, I think some places do want a certain number of their citizens to be vaccinated before they'll open up their doors.
Yeah, so that's the Federated States of Micronesia. The president just announced that they won't be opening up their borders until 70% of the country is vaccinated. And that's really discouraging to the people who are trapped outside the country and want to go home, because they don't know when that's going to happen. They estimate that means that 45,000 each people need to be vaccinated, and so far only about 6,000 have been vaccinated. And so it really just continues to show just how uncertain and precarious their position is.
Yeah, that because there's so much uncertainty. No one knows, you know, when that'll happen and when they can return home. But thanks so much. Interesting story. Good snapshot.
Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Anita Hoffschneider with today's Reality Check. You can read her story at sybilbeat.org.